A spirit of love will always be around us, even when darkness falls, it's flowing everywhere. So when the trouble comes, we will be alright, 'cause for each other we will always be there. In the rough season, baby, you and me. In the rough season, we succeed.
And now, The Rough Season, a 10-part series. Today, episode 1, The Storm is Coming, featuring Almal Gordon as Esme, Brendan Lakai as Jerry, Marvin George as Miguel, Taliba Kwashi as Keisha, and Anthea Octave as Delthea.
Jeez, and ages today hot. You could fire egg in this heat. But when are you going to get a car?
Look, don't worry, no man, Esme. Look, a taxi will come just now.
You know how long you say not, Jerry? Man, I roasting.
Look, Esme, you see a taxi.
Taxi! Taxi!
How far are you going?
We going down. But, Miguel is you.
Hey, yes, neighbor. Are you going home?
Yes, man, I want to get out of this heat.
All right, jump in.
Thank you, yes, Miguel. You come just in time. I can't wait to go, man, take a cool shower. This heat go kill me. And we're supposed to be in the rainy season.
So all you went and make big market?
Well, I just went and buy the provision and thing, man. I'm going to make a soup.
And I come to get some school books for my daughter.
Quite up here. What happened to the store, by we?
Well, they don't have the books that school want. I look everywhere for these things, yes? It's only here that I get them.
Let me see what you have there. Social studies, mathematics, and what is this?
It's a dictionary, Esme.
This big dictionary they use in the child school?
Look, times change from when we were in school, you know, Esme. They're doing things now that we never dreamt of when we were their age.
That is true, and your little girl. She going to be something when she grow up, you know. She real bright boy.
And the girl just like to read, you know, so I have to encourage her, you know. That is my duty as a father.
Boy, I wish more parents used to think like you, yes?
Miguel, you radio working boy? I want to hear what's going on with the cricket.
You really like this cricket thing, boy?
More than fool.
Yes, the radio working, but I'm not too sure the game playing. Rain interrupt play.
Again?
Yes, boy, the game just start and the rain come.
I don't know why the rain didn't fall here and cool on the place now.
And what all this rain doing around the cricket, eh? This is the third time play get washed out in 3 days.
Boy, it's so the weather is. 1 minute sun hot, the next rain for so. You see me? I don't get catch, you know. I am always prepared. Every day when I leave the house, I make Sean walk with a bottle of water and an umbrella in the car. That way, I prepared for sun or rain.
Yes,
but Miguel is a smart fella, you know.
You have to be smart to survive.
But check and see if the rain done, no, man. And the
match starts. The announcer said the rain was falling, I doubt.
We must still check, no, man.
And this just in. No sign of the downpour coming to an end. Officials are optimistic, looking for a break in the clouds and hoping that they can resume play. And that's it for most sports.
Man, it's a good thing I didn't go to see the match, you know. I would be sitting down in the stands, vexed or so.
And news on the weather. A tropical depression has developed in the Atlantic. The authorities would like to ensure that all...
Miguel, why you turn off the radio?
The sport's done.
We ain't here talking about a tropical depression.
So?
What do you mean, so?
What is that? Me, you know what that is?
Miguel, you have to be joking. You don't know what a tropical depression is?
I don't know. A depression is when you're feeling down or something.
Oh, gosh. Esme, man, don't laugh.
What is the big joke?
Miguel, a tropical depression is a weather condition. It's the first stage of bad weather that could become a hurricane.
Yeah, look, let me give you a proper definition, Miguel. Straight from the dictionary.
What happened? You think we in school or what?
Quiet, Miguel. You might learn something.
Uh-huh. Depression. A body of moving air below normal atmospheric pressure, which often brings rain.
You hear that? Moving air. Yes. And it's be getting stronger and stronger as it moves around the Caribbean.
You know, I just always wonder how them things just get stronger and bigger.
Well, I'm not an expert, but I think it has something to do with the warm air from the sea giving it energy and, you know, making it stronger. And when the seawater evaporates, it gets more power.
So depending on the depression form, when it reaches we... It could be a full-blown hurricane.
Is so?
It's just so. But you know, that quite out in the sea, eh? Far from us, and you know how them things just change course, eh? Esme does get too excited for the slightest thing, eh?
What do you mean the slightest thing.
Oh, God, oh, God.
Only don't realize that windy hurricane season and we have to pay attention to these things.
All right.
Miguel, put on back the radio, please.
All right.
It is recommended that all folks stay inside of their homes. Please stay tuned for further updates.
The news done.
You see?
Oh, God, what you worrying about, Esme? When was the last time a hurricane passed here?
Yeah, you forget that God born on this island.
If you know how I hate to hear people say that, eh? That depression gonna turn into a hurricane by the time it reach here.
Who said come in here? You know how them hurricanes always change direction?
Yes.
That is the same thing they say on the other islands. Last year, I went up for vacation.
Mm-hmm.
The island wasn't a storm watch.
Mm-hmm.
But I seem to be the only person worrying.
That's not unusual.
The people on that island kept saying the same thing. That storm not passing here. Well, let me tell you something. Me ain't listen to them, you know. I went to the grocery and get my candle, my torchlight, my water, my battery for the radio, matches, and of course my food. I was the only person buying emergency supplies. I could see some of the people wanted to laugh, but me ain't care. I'm making sure that I was prepared in case it hit. Later in the day, the storm was closer, and the storm watch was changed to a storm warning.
The storm hit?
Aye. The storm turned into a hurricane, and the authorities said it was going to hit the island. People was hustling down to the grocery, pushing in line so long till it reached the road.
No, man, you exaggerating.
It's true. And while people fighting up in the town, I was in the guest house, cool as ever.
So you wasn't frightened?
If I was frightened again, it's a hurricane, you know. But lucky for me, though, the man who owned the guest house was very aware of the dangers of a hurricane.
Yeah.
So he checked up on all the guests to make sure that we had all the emergency supplies. He even tell us that when the house was constructed, it was built with all the recommendations necessary for houses in the Caribbean.
Well, that was a nice man.
He was like an angel. He kept saying, never let a hurricane catch you unprepared. After a hurricane, you might be isolated for hours or even days. And you must have clean water and food to sustain you until help comes or when things get back to normal.
You were lucky to be staying at that guest house.
Very lucky. The man seemed to know everything about hurricanes. He tell us that just before the storm comes, the places get very calm. He say, don't be fooled. Stay inside, because when the wind picks up, if you get catch, you will be seriously injured by flying debris.
Yes, I hear about that.
The landlord then boarded up the windows to protect from flying debris.
So Esme, what was it like?
Eh? Terrible. I never felt so frightened and helpless in my life. It was hours and hours of rain and breeze pounding against the house. No electricity, no telephone.
Oh,
I was just praying that the house would withstand it. When it was over, I was so relieved.
You know, I never experienced a hurricane.
Boy, me neither, you know.
You don't want to. And after the hurricane pass and you go outside, it's the most alarming thing you could see. The widespread destruction, like somebody take a big hammer and mash up the place. Oh gosh, boy. The loss of life, that was so sad because some of the people just needed to secure their roofs better. Some should not have stayed near their glass windows during the hurricane.
Stay away from the window, eh? Really?
Yes, boy. The person I heard about got caught when the window shattered and they were unable to get help because of the hurricane. So much people die because they did not take the hurricane seriously.
You have me thinking different about this depression now.
Put on back the radio, boy. Let me listen for the update.
All right.
Esme, you have me thinking differently too, you know.
Jerry, you hear what Esme say? Them other people was relaxed just like you and me, and look what happened. This thing could be serious.
Since that experience, I'm not waiting, you know. As soon as the hurricane season start this year, I check up on what supplies I have in my house. Then I went down and get what I needed. No hurricane going to catch me by surprise again.
Oh boy, I hope all you're wrong, yes?
Check another station. Keep checking.
Like it's only music they're playing.
I guess it's still early for them to be bringing regular reports. Leave it there. I could listen to some nice music until I reach home.
Boy, yes, man, Miguel, I'll go see you all, yes?
All right, boy, we got
signs. All right, Jerry,
yes,
take care.
Man, keep good.
Ma, Daddy's home.
Hello, Keisha. What are you doing home? No school today?
I wasn't feeling well this morning.
Well, here are the books you wanted for school, huh?
Hey, thank you, Daddy.
Delcha!
I'm in the kitchen.
Hi, babes.
Hi, hon.
Delcha, Keisha is staying away from school too much of my liking, you know.
She wasn't too well this morning.
Well, she looks good now.
She feeling better now.
What's the news on the tropical depression?
What depression?
A new one formed in the Atlantic.
I didn't hear anything about that.
Well, yeah, this is hurricane season, you know. You need to pay more attention to what's going on. Keisha, put on the radio, darling.
Not so loud, Keisha.
Look, I'm going to take a little rest, all right? Keep listening for any news on the depression, all right?
No problem.
Oh.
I thought you wasn't going to wake up.
What time is it?
3 o'clock.
What? Oh, so long I sleep?
Yes. You want me to put out your food?
Yeah, thanks.
Yes, Keisha?
Daddy, the weatherman said that the depression has increased in strength and there is your storm warning.
What? We on storm warning?
Yes. And he said it's coming in our direction.
Oh, boy.
What wrong, Jerry? Why are you looking so concerned? It's only a storm warning. We always get away from
Delta,
this.
Don't say that, all right? Look, because we got away all this time, that don't mean we will get away all the time.
What happened to you today? You talking like a different man.
Look, I'm not taking any chances. Esme gave me a story about how she went on a vacation last year and a hurricane hit the island she was staying on. Look, the people was thinking just like us, and they got hit really bad. Some of them even get with their pants down. Not me, Delta. Look, Keisha, bring me that pen and notepad.
What you going to do?
We're going to make up a list of the things we need in case a storm comes.
So early? That thing miles away in the sea.
Delta, you could never be too early when you're preparing for a hurricane, you know. Look, I prefer to do this now than to be hustling later.
Whatever you say.
All right. What supplies we need to get?
Hey, Daddy, we did this in school.
Uh-huh.
Candles,
yes.
Water, batteries, yes.
Delta, look, I hope this storm doesn't come, you know. I really hope it doesn't come.
Canned foods. I think I first ate it.
Thank you, Dad. Yes, all right.
It's the hurricane season. Be prepared. Take storms and hurricanes seriously. Your property and your life depend on it.
Trouble will try.
Season is written by Eric Barry and produced by Arts in Action, Center for Creative and Festival Arts, University of the West Indies, for the Pan American Health Organization, the United Nations International Strategy for Disaster Reduction, the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, and the Association of Caribbean States.